The world has been watching as people in Flint grapple with contaminated drinking water, and lots of people want to do something. I'm Kyle Norris, and I've got the story of one tattoo artist who came up with a pretty unusual way to help. Carrie Metz-Caparuso says she feels like an outsider wherever she goes. For one thing, she's covered in tattoos. She especially loves American traditional style. Think old-school sailor tattoos.
I have a lot of women on me. Pretty women in flowers is what I'm covered in.
She has a shaved head and loves leopard print pants, and she makes her living as a tattoo artist.
Looking different, being a woman, my sexuality, a lot of things that make me not that normal, straight, white, rich, whatever. So I definitely connect with those people who could be poor, different, you know, because I feel different from normal people.
A few weeks ago, she was walking with her husband, Tony, who's also a tattoo artist. That's when she comes up with some of her best ideas. They were talking about Flint and how they could help.
It just popped into my head one day. I heard my mom's voice say, hey, you can help people, so get to it.
Metz-Caparuso's mother had always talked to her about how important it is to help people who are having a tough time, even though growing up, her family didn't have a lot of money. So she thought she'd do what she knew.
All right. Who's first? Who is first?
She did a one-day fundraiser for Flint. Pay $50 and get a small tattoo of a heart. And at the bottom of the heart, where the two sides meet, is a water drop shaded in blue and black ink. Metz-Caparuso and her husband would do all the tattooing, and they donate all the cash they raise to a Flint charity.
I think you'll be pretty comfortable with your arm just straight out. Maybe lower it a little bit.
This happened on a recent Friday at Lucky Monkey Tattoo Parlor in Ann Arbor.
Okay. Comfy? Awesome.
Mother and daughter Jennifer and Holly Krause were some of the first people in line at the tattoo shop. Jennifer is a retired school teacher, and Holly just got a certificate in broadcasting.
We both have tattoos, and we usually always get our tattoos together, so this is just another fun experience for us.
Her mother Jennifer says, like her new tattoo, this Flint water story is not going away. But why would someone want to memorialize this tragedy on their body forever?
Well, I think it represents, you know, the children in Flint with the heart, with the blue shades and everything. And, you know, people ask. It's something that we're always going to remember because it's very devastating, not just to Flint, but to the whole state.
In fact, Jennifer got her tattoo on her forearm and Holly got hers on her wrist. They picked those visible spots so people would ask them about it. And they could strike up a conversation about the Flint water crisis and who's been affected. Dana Forrester owns the tattoo shop. She says as soon as Metz-Caparuso suggested this fundraiser, she was on board.
You know, Flint is only about 45 minutes north of us, and we just feel a kinship. It could happen to any city in Michigan, and if, God forbid, this happened in Ann Arbor, I would love if somebody helped us out.
She says it's especially heartbreaking because so many kids drank lead-contaminated water.
I think in this day and age, in 2016, we really don't expect our water to be poisoned. We have a trust in government, and I think everybody feels sort of robbed, not only shocked, but, you know, angered that this could happen in 2016. So I think that's where a lot of the outrage is. Something that we really took for granted, clean drinking water, has been violated.
At the end of the day, 35 people got tattoos, and they had to turn away about 20 people.
Yeah, a baby bandage.
The customers and other tattoo artists were generous and threw in tips to raise $2,200 and donated the money to a Flint charity. Metz-Caparuso says it took 5 minutes to design the tattoo and 10 minutes to post about it online. Now she's imagining what she might accomplish if she really put some effort into helping other people.
All right, dear.
For Michigan Radio News, I'm Kyle Norris.